平安。
Peace with you all, brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，让我们可以在安息生日一起聚集来敬拜神。
Thank God for His grace that we can come together on Sabbath to worship God together.
愿主的恩惠平安与我们同在。
May the grace and peace of the Lord be with us.
小弟现在奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考救恩与盼望从神而来。
In the name of the Lord, I'm going to share with everyone about how salvation and hope come from God.
我们现在在读圣经，读诗篇。
So right now in our Bible reading progress, we're on Psalms.
今天早上就要从诗篇里面的信息来跟大家查考救恩跟盼望，我们要专心等候从神而来。
So this morning I'm going to share from the book of Psalms about how salvation and hope come from God.
我们请大家翻开诗篇六十二篇。
Please turn to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
我们请读第一节。
Verse 1.
六十二篇第一节。
Psalm 62, verse 1.
我的心默默无声，专等候神，我的救恩是从他而来。
Verse 1. Truly my soul silently waits for God, from him comes my salvation.
第二节。唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不很动摇。
Verse 2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved.
我们请看第五节。
Skip to verse 5.
我的心啊，你当默默无声，专等候神，因为我的盼望是从他而来。
Verse 5. My soul waits silently for God alone, for my expectation is from him.
第六节，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救，他是我的高台，我必不动摇。
Verse 6. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
第七节，我的拯救，我的荣耀都在乎神。我力量的磐石，我的避难所，都在乎神。
Verse 7. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength and my refuge is in God.
这篇诗篇一开头就写是大卫的诗。
At the beginning of the psalm, it says that it's a psalm of David.
他在第一节跟第五节，他重复的说我要默默无声的单唯独专心的等候神。
In verses 1 and 5, he says, "Truly, my soul silently waits for God."
因为我的救恩，也就是我的拯救，我的盼望，都是从神来的。
Because my salvation and my hope, they come from God.
是因为他了解神就是他的磐石，也就是他的保护。
It is because he understands that God is his rock and his protection.
神会引导他的脚步，即使在很患难、很困难的时候，他都可以放心。
God will lead his steps, and even when there are many struggles, then he would be at peace.
那我们也看到这个诗篇的作者他是怎么样在信靠神的心的事情上不断的成长。
And we can see how the author of the psalm has continued to grow in his faith.
他从我不很动摇到我必不动摇。
From I shall not greatly be moved to I shall not be moved.
所以我们看到当我们对神的认识如果更清楚之后，我们面对许多的不友善的环境，很多的困难，我们都可以胜过。
So we understand that even if there are many challenges, we can always overcome them.
我们就会真的发现说，神就是我们的避难所。
And we will understand that God is truly our refuge.
他是赐给我们力量的神。
He is the God who gives us our strength.
他最后也能够成为我们的荣耀。
And he will ultimately be our glory.
所以我们依靠神的最后一定不会羞愧。
So if we rely on God, we will not be ashamed.
因为这位神是信实可靠的。
Because this God is a faithful and reliable God.
所以我们要来学习我们怎么样让我们的救恩、我们的盼望都唯独放在神的身上。
So we're going to learn how we can put our salvation and our hope in God.
今天在这个社会上，我们有很多资源可以用。
In today's society, there are many resources we can use.
当我们危险的时候，我们可以有很多的方法来得到解决或得到帮助。
In times of danger, we have many solutions or many ways to get help.
在这个社会上，这个地球上有好多看起来是很有趣的很壮观的环境，我们也很盼望能够去看到。
And in the society, there are also many beautiful environments that we can see.
所以有许许多多的我们的盼望都是希望能够看见这个神所创造的山川大水。
And many times our hope is that we can see all the beauty of nature that God has given us.
我们甚至可以希望说能够 拥有在这个世界上让人羡慕的成就。
Or we will hope to have accomplishments that people can be envious of.
但是，如果我们认识神，我们真的把我们的眼睛放在神的身上，我们会发现这些所谓的拯救、所谓的盼望都不是实在的。
But if we truly know God, then we know that these types of salvation hopes are not true.
因为我们靠着世上从得来的拯救，可能会产生副作用。
Because if we rely on the world to save us, we may have side effects.
也就是说，我们依靠人，最后我们会有一个重担。
Which means that if we rely on people, then there will be a burden.
我们依靠任何一个东西，最后都要付出代价。
If we rely on any one thing, we will have to pay a price.
就好像我们今天如果生病，我们把我们的盼望都放在这个医生身上。
For example, if today we are sick and we put all of our hope into the doctor.
医生如果做了一个错误的决定，我们就付代价了。
If the doctor makes a wrong decision, then we have to pay the price.
这个时候如果再去用什么法律途径去告这个医护人员，都已经没有用了。
Then even if we try to follow the law and sue the doctor, it would still be useless.
我们如果把我们的拯救放在药物身上，药物可能会带来给我们副作用。
If we put our salvation into medicine, the medicine would probably give us side effects.
所以这些从人来的依靠，其实都不是最完全的。
So these reliance from humans are not perfect.
那另外一方面，如果我们把我们的盼望放在这个世界上，
Or if we put our hope in the world,
这个世界上其实都是短暂的。
Though everything in the world is temporary.
最后我们认为的盼望，最后我觉得说好像也不是那么一回事了。
And ultimately, we will realize that our hope does not mean much.
也就是我们都期待一个什么事情发生。
So we might expect something to happen.
但是当这个事情真的发生的时候，我们觉得好像也不过这样子而已。
But when something really happened, then we realize this is all there is to it.
这个是我们在生活当中我们都可以经历过的。
These are things that we have experienced in our lives.
就好像我们青年男女结婚的时候。
For example, when young people are married.
就很期待说，我从此王子跟公主要过快乐的日子。
They expect it to be like a fairy tale for a prince and princess.
本来在还没有结婚以前谈恋爱谈得非常的这样子甜蜜。
Before they're married, during their relationship, perhaps they're very sweet.
但是怎么知道？结婚之后好像事情不是那么一回事。
But how come after marriage things have changed?
发现我们所盼望的，好像说有这些事情之后，有这个经验之后，我们就会很喜乐，其实也不见得。
So originally you think that the experience would be very joyful, but then it might not be true.
或者是我们拥有一个东西，我们很期待我们拥有这一项东西。
Or if we have something and we really had high expectations for
the thing. 当我们真的拥有之后，我们会发现说，我们心里不会真的满足。
But once we really own it, we might realize that we are not satisfied.
这就说明我们的盼望如果放在这个世界上的事、人、事物上面，最后都会觉得说，不过是这样子而已啊。
And so if we put our hope in people or things of the world, then we will realize that there is not much to them.
在说明我们人今天真正我们的盼望不是这个物质的东西。
And so the true hope that we have are not material things.
真正让我们得到满足的一定是跟属灵有关系，跟神有关系的。
Something that can truly satisfy us must be related to God and must be spiritual.
所以我们今天要追求来认识神，把我们的眼光把我们的焦点放在神的身上。
And so today we want to pursue God and to put our focus onto God.
那所以我们可以面对困难，我们不会动摇。
So that we can face challenges and not be moved.
我们所追求的目标不会只是这个地面上的好处。
And the goal that we are pursuing are not just the good things in the world.
我们会让我们的心更超越。
We will want our heart to surpass them.
所以我们有信神，我们有信仰的人我们的生活跟没有信人是不一样的。
So if we believe in God and we have faith, it is different than those who do not have faith.
那是因为所有的改变都从神来。
And this is because all the changes are from God.
是因为我们的心已经不在这个世界上。
And our heart is no longer in the world.
我们知道我们的心应该跟谁连在一起。
We know whom our heart should connect with.
所以我们看圣经的时候，我们发现许多古圣徒，他们有许多很美好的信仰的经验。给我们做一个美好的提醒。
So if we look at the Bible, we know that there are many ancient saints who had very good examples.
这样一个从神来的救恩跟盼望，其实古圣徒他们真的是详细查考过，也用心体会过的。
The salvation and hope in God, and these are all experiences that the saints had.
所以在读诗篇的时候，我们会其实读到许多有关于耶稣基督的预言。
So when we read about Psalms, many times you will read prophecies about Lord Jesus.
虽然表面上就是当时代的作者他们在生活上的体验。
Even though on the surface they were the experiences of life of the people at the time.
就好像我们今天许多人，他们 面对一个环境，看到一些事物的时候，哎，他们可以作诗，他们可以写歌，来表达他们当时的心情跟他们的感受。
Just like people today, when we're in different environments, then we can reflect on what is around us and write songs or poetry.
哦，真的有一些比较敏感的人，观察比较细微的人，看到一个什么事物的时候，哎，他们可以写出一个很动人的文章或者是诗词，让看的人觉得说，哎，这个人的意境很高。
And truly, those people who are more sensitive, they can often write very detailed things around them into poetry, and they're very beautiful.
但是这个是从人的这个智慧、人的观察而来的。
But this is from the human wisdom and the human observation.
不见得跟救恩跟神有关系。
It may not be related to salvation.
也不见得能够看透人生。
And it may not actually go deep into the meaning of life.
有时候只是会让我们觉得说，哎，真的，我们。很多人都不一样，很多人真的很有才华，可以从不同的角度去看一个事物。
Sometimes you might just notice that different people have different talents and they can use their perspective.
但是他们的这些作品并不能够真的改变我们的生命。
But their works of art may not actually change our lives.
但是圣经作者、圣经里面所描述的、所留下的这些话语就不一样。
But the authors of the Bible and these words that they have left are different.
圣经是神的灵啊所默示。人所写下来的话语。
The Bible is the spirit of God that has helped people to write down the words.
所以圣经我们说是神给人的生命的书。
And so we know that the Bible is the book of life that is given to mankind.
就是要让我们可以借着神的话语，让我们可以真的看透人生到底怎么一回事。
So that through the words of God, we can truly see exactly what life is like.
让我们明白在这个世上我们所当追求的。
So that we may understand what we need to pursue in life.
然后让我们可以借着这个圣经里面的引导，能够让我们的生命跟神联系在一起。
And through the guidance of the Bible, then we can be connected.
因为它告诉我们一条路，我们可以真的亲近神的。
Because it tells us about a path that will truly draw near to God.
所以我们在读诗篇的时候，我们所看到的信息跟我们一般在读这个市面上的这些诗句不同。
So when we read the book of Psalms, it's different than other things that we read in the world.
我们看大卫他的六十二篇这样说。
So in Psalm 62, David said,
唯独他是我的磐石，他是我的拯救。
He only is my rock and my salvation.
第一节其实他一开始就说，我的心要默默无声，要专等候神。
And verse 1, he said, truly my soul silently waits for God.
那这个就是专一的，就是他所盼望的。
So,
就是在神身上，没有其他的东西。
This is the one focus that he has on God, and this is his hope. There is nothing else.
第二节他说，唯独他是我的磐石，他是我的帮助。
And verse 2, he only is my rock and my salvation.
第六十二篇有一个特色，就是他一段不断重复的出现，唯独或者专，就是英文的 only, 就是只有神。
In Psalm 62, it's a bit special because it often focuses on words such as truly or only.
我们现在这个圣经的工具，查经工具很方便，我们可以去查这个字。
There are many Bible study tools that are very effective, and you can do a word study.
我们可以去查这个原文希伯来文，它这个字在中文有哪一些不同的翻译。
You can look at the different translations from the original text in the Hebrew.
在第六十二篇，这个唯独这个字眼在这里出现过六次。
And in Psalm 62, the word only appears six times.
就是同样的意思，他不断的多强调，只有神才是我所寻求的拯救跟我的盼望。
And it is trying to emphasize that only God is his hope and salvation.
所以我们如果看，我们看第四节也会看到。
So verse 4, we can also see.
他们彼此商议，专要从他的尊位上把他推下。
They only consult to cast him down from his high position.
就是现在恶人，他专门就是针对这个王，要把这个王把他推下他的宝座。
So the wicked men wanted to cast him down from his high position.
我们看第五节也是一样，我的心只有等候神。
And verse 5 says, "My soul waits silently for God alone."
第六节说，只有他是我的磐石，我的高台，我必不动摇。
Verse 6, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved.
这是大卫他在一生的过程当中他所体会出来的，只有神才是他真正的依靠。
This is what David has experienced in his life, that only God is his reliance.
不管遇到什么危险，
No matter what danger he faced,
他一定只有在神那里得到帮助。
He could only receive help from God.
就算从别人来的帮助，他都知道这是从神给的。
Even if there were help from people, he knew that these were from God.
也就是说，神的帮助不见得是直接的帮助，有时候是间接的，透过人来让他得到解脱。
Which means that the help of God sometimes is not directly from God, but he might use people to help him.
但是他心里知道这一切都是神的作为。
But in his heart, he knew that these were all the works of God.
没有神就没有这些帮助。
If there is no God, then there is no help.
如果没有神，他也没有盼望。
If there is God, no God, then he has no hope.
所以神就成为他的标准。
And so God has become a standard.
他所有的事情都会感谢神。
And everything, in everything, he would thank God.
他看到了人的帮助背后是真正从神来的。
He could see that behind people's help, there was help from God.
所以他就告诉这个当世代的人，他留下这个信息，让我们今天即使几千年之后看的都觉得很感动。
And so he told the people at the time to leave this message so that even for us thousands of years later, we can still be moved.
这个就是真理。
And this is truth.
因为每一个人都可以用。
Because everyone can use this.
不分时代。
It is, surpasses time.
我们如果照着去做。
If we follow them.
我们真的去把我们的眼光放在神的身上。
If we put our eyes solely on God.
我们一样也可以有相同的体验。
We can also have the same experience.
好，我们现在来看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章的第十节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 10.
第一章第十节论到这救恩，那预先说你们要得恩典的众先知早已详细地寻求考察。
Verse 10, of this salvation the prophets have inquired and searched carefully, who prophesied of the grace that would come to you.
十一节，就是考察在他们心里基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指着什么时候，并怎样的时候。
11, searching what or in what manner of time the spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating.When he testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glories that would follow.
十二节，他们得了启示啊，知道所传讲的一切事，不是为自己，乃是为你们。那靠着从天上差来的圣灵传福音给你们的人，现在将这些事报给你们，天使也愿意详细查看这些事。
12. To them it was revealed that not to themselves, but to us, they were ministering the things which now have been reported to you through those who have preached the gospel to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things which angels desire to look into.
那这段圣经是使徒彼得他年老的时候写信，特别提出有关于救恩的信息。
This passage was what Apostle Peter had written later in his, in his life, a message to the disciples.
他说这些救恩，古时候的众先知已经因着神的灵的感动，他们已经详细的查考过。
He said that the prophets, from long ago, they had already been prophesying the grace.
他们已经预先看到了这个救恩的执行，救恩它所带来的功用他们就已经看清楚了。
They could see very clearly the salvation that was being preached.
他们看到了就是救主来到，耶稣基督出现。
They could see that the Savior was coming and that Lord Jesus would appear.
他们也已经看到了耶稣基督是怎样受苦，然后为我们成就救恩的。
And they could see how Lord Jesus has suffered and completed the salvation for us.
那他们也很殷勤的来传讲这些事情。
And they were also very diligent in preaching this.
他特别说这些信息是为着我们而写的。
They especially said that this was written for us.
这是天上从天上来的圣灵所传给我们的信息。
This is the spirit from heaven that has been preached to us.
所以传道人把这个神的救恩呢不厌其烦的向世人述说。
And so he has decided to preach this message to everyone.
他说连天使也愿意来详细查考这个救恩是怎么一回事。
And even angels who want to see what the salvation is.
那这个就是一个过程。
And this is a process.
今天我们要得到救恩，其实就是一个寻找的过程。
Today, if we want to receive salvation, then it is a process.
那当我们从各种不同的管道去了解也去体会了这个救恩，我们一定会很乐意的去述说，然后去让这个更多的人也能够来领受神的救恩的。
When we use different ways to look into this salvation, we will also want to preach this to other people.
所以。你看大卫，他在那个时候他就说：“我的救恩，我的盼望，唯独从神来。”
And so David at the time said that, my salvation, my hope are only from God.
他那个时候还真的还是很模糊的，不知道说，这个神的给人的拯救 啊，到底是真的在这是超越他的当时候的啊生活的经验的。
And this would actually surpass his experience at the time.
所以事实上在神的灵的感动底下，他看到了救主耶稣基督的出现。
So from the movement of God, then he had seen Lord Jesus appear.
他看到的是一个王一直要坐在王位上的。
What he could see was a king who wanted to sit on his throne.
虽然他本身自己当时候是做王的。
Even though he David himself was king.
可是这个他知道他这个王位也是有时间的。
He knew that as a king there was a limit to his time.
最多就是他活着才有嘛。
At most, he could remain a king when he was alive.
死了就没有了。
But once he died, then he would not be king.
所以他的王位不是一直能够住下去。
So his throne was not somewhere he could stay forever.
可是他似乎已经看到有一个王真正掌权的啊主宰，一直坐在王位上啊来治理这一切。
But he could see someone who was actually of a high position and someone who was going to sit on the throne.
所以我们在诗篇里面看到许多有关于耶稣基督的预言。
And so in Psalms we see many prophecies related to Jesus.
他其实都是在圣灵的感动底下所传给人的信息。
And these are all because the people were moved by the Holy Spirit that they had this message.
这些信息其实当耶稣来到以后，我们就越发清楚。
And after Lord Jesus came, then we could see these messages even more clearly.
所以因为他这里提到，在彼得前书一章十一节说，考察他们心里面基督的灵，预先证明基督受苦难，后来得荣耀，是指的什么时候，并怎样的时候。
And in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 11 says, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ who was in them was indicating when he testified.
他们当时候神的灵在感动他们，其实是主耶稣基督是。万古以前永远存在的神他那时候就已经在工作了。
At the time that when the Spirit of God moved them, since God is God from even before the beginning of time, he had always been working.
所以这里说基督的灵，这里说圣灵，这里说神，基本上都是指同一。
So here when it says the Spirit of Christ or Holy Spirit or God, these are all the same.
都是因为神就是灵。
Because God is Spirit.
神他创造天地万物。
God has created all things in heaven and earth.
他让这个宇宙可以存留。
So that this universe could be sustained.
他特别创造了我们。
He especially created us.
把我们人称作他的儿子。
And has called people his children.
要让我们人可以享受他的荣耀。
So that we may enjoy his glory.
我们人可以一起来管理他所创造这一切。
And as people, we can manage and look over all the things that he had created.
但是很可惜的，人。虽然有神赋予的自由，但是选择违背神的话。
Unfortunately, even though we had the freedom that God gave us, we had gone against God's words.
也就是说，这个人本身呢，会忘记自己是谁。
And so people would actually forget who they are.
会想要跟这个造物的同等。
And we want to be equal with the Creator.
所以被造的想要跟造物的一样。
And so the creation wants to be the same as the Creator.
这个叫骄傲。
And this is pride.
那这个最后就产生罪。
And ultimately, this would create sin.
罪就带来死亡。
And with sin came death.
死亡就跟神隔绝了。
And death means to be separated from God.
所以你看，我们现在人生活在罪恶里面。
So, as people, we are living in sin.
人生活在只是在追求满足肉体的需要。
And people, when we are alive, we are just pursuing desires of the world.
那人就变得很虚伪。
And people will become very fake.
本来神是很真实的。
Because God is true.
人被造也是很真实的。
And when people have been created, they were also true.
很圣洁的。
And they were very holy.
也很公义。
And they were righteous.
但是现在我们看到这个社会，我们在这个各种媒体当中，都会听到看到许多让我们觉得很恶心的事情。
But nowadays, when we look at the society or types of media, we can see different things that are actually very disgusting.
也就是说，许多罪恶真的是在我们的周遭环境里面。
Because there is much sin around us.
有时候我们看外表都不准的。
Sometimes you can't even tell just from outward appearance.
你根本没有办法想象，有一些看起来好像很正派的人，但是背地里面却是这么污秽。
You can't imagine people who on the outside look very normal, but are actually filthy.
有许多人他有权柄他有权力，结果。就暗中里面做了一些很罪恶的事情。
Or many people who have authority, but in darkness they would do very wicked things.
但是最后这些罪恶都浮现出来。
But ultimately these sins would appear.
所以我们就看到现在许许多多的这个所谓的新闻，让我们觉得说，哎呀，人真的不能只有看外表。
And so, many times in the news we see that we cannot just judge a book by its cover.
就是说，我们今天人真的是在罪里面生活的。
Because people are living in sin.
所以 这个圣经圣经的道理，让我们可以了解说，哎，这个主耶稣基督哦，他就是要来解决我们这个人的罪的问题。
And so the teachings of the Bible are telling us that Lord Jesus is trying to solve our problems.
在人在这个罪恶当中，神要来拯救我们。
That people are living in sin, but God will save us.
那就是耶稣基督来到。
And so Lord Jesus came.
那主耶稣来到，就是神道成肉身，就是神成为人。
And when Lord Jesus came, he was the word that became flesh, and so he is became God.
这是在他日期满足的时候，在神所定的计划时间里面啊所出现的。哦，我们就好像看到一个光。一个希望一样。
So he is God who became man, but in this time and space, and he came and as a light.
哦，所以耶稣基督哈啊，他来到其实是按照神要拯救人的计划啊，在以他的方式来到人间。
And so when Jesus Christ came to this world, then this was God's salvation plan for mankind.
来带给我们盼望。
And to give us hope.
他拯救我们脱离罪。
And to help us and save us from sin.
然后之后，他要给我们真正的盼望。
And he will give us the true hope.
我们看看彼得前书第一章。
Let's look at First Peter chapter one.
彼得前书第一章。
First Peter chapter one.
第一章，我们先看第八节。
Verse eight.
第一章第八节，你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他；如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来、满有荣光的大喜乐。并且得着你们信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
Verse 8, whom having not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing, you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory. 9, receiving the end of your faith, the salvation of your souls.
因为这里提到说，其实我们都没有看过耶稣的了。
Here says we have not seen Jesus.
但是我们今天有许多弟兄姐妹真的很爱主耶稣。
But we have many brothers and sisters who truly love the Lord Jesus.
我们把整个生活整个生命都是为着耶稣基督活着。
That we dedicate our lives and sacrifice our lives in order to live for Lord Jesus.
因为我们相信圣经里面所讲的这样一个救恩。
Because we believe in the salvation that's written in the Bible.
我们也在我们的生命里面真的去体会了。
And in our life we have truly experienced it.
所以信仰本身它有一个信息，这个信息一定要从生活里面去印证。
And so in faith there is a message, but then it will also be witnessed.
哦，所以福音这个救恩本身它一定是要有体验的。
So in the gospel salvation, it must be experienced.
信仰不是只是理性上的知道说有那个知识知道怎么一回事。
Faith is not just in your understanding or your knowledge about something.
而是真的在我们的生命里面，好像亲手去摸过、亲眼去看到一样。
But it is something that we can truly see and feel.
那所以今天我们如果有体验了，我们就真的会很爱拯救我们的神，我们会愿意为他活着。
And so if we have truly experienced this, then we would love the God who has saved us, and we would want to live for him.
那我们内心呢，就会这么充满喜乐。
And our heart would be full of joy.
所以我们在教会里面看到许多弟兄姐妹啊，虽然生活艰困啊，其实整个物质环境条件并不是很好，可是却是满足，却是喜乐的。
And so we can see with our brothers and sisters, maybe some of us are financially struggling, but we are still very joyful and satisfied.
有人虽然只是很普通的工作，没什么学问，
or
好像很在社会上是人家瞧不起的。
Some people perhaps just have average jobs and not much education and might be looked down upon in society.
但是他内心却是很满足、很喜乐。
But in his heart, he is very joyful and satisfied.
生命本身是很超越。
And his life is surpasses.
会让众人觉得说，哎，其实人真的所追求的，如果真的满足，不是从物质上来。
And people would also notice that satisfaction does not come just from material things.
因为有盼望，因为有倚靠，内心就有喜乐。
Because there is a hope and there is a reliance, so there is joy in the heart.
你看我们今天，如果我们体会到我们的家庭，我们婚姻很美满，我们家庭很幸福。
Or today, if we experience that in our family or in our marriage, we're very happy.
你想到回到家你就满足。
When you go home, if you feel satisfied.
你可以在你的家里面你就有喜乐。
Then you can have joy in your family.
哦，所以这个家不需要很大的房子。
And your home does not need a very big house.
桌上摆的食物不需要这个山珍海味。
You don't need to have the best food on
the table. 但是真的里面家里面有爱，你看有神，哎，就有满足，就有喜乐。
But if there is love, if there is God in the family, then there is joy.
这是从这个耶稣基督的救恩来的。
This is the salvation from Lord Jesus.
因为他让我们超越了这个物质的环境。
Because he has helped us surpass these material things.
你看现在在这个季节啊。
Or during the season,
很多人很期待收到礼物。
Many people are expecting presents.
啊，那有时候就会 就想到说、哦、我希望能够做什么做什么，就像人家别人都这样子。
Or sometimes you might feel like we want to be like other people and do
something. 那如果没有收到礼物，就觉得说、哦、自己好像、很不 popular， 就是没有什么朋友在这个社会上、哦啊、人家瞧不起，没什么价值。
Or if we feel like we don't receive a lot of presents, we might feel like we are not popular or we are not respected in society.、
哦、所以许多人他们很期待说有物质上的一些好处，有些新的东西。
So many people want to have material gains or good things.
但是其实这些真的过几天之后，就会看到那个垃圾场、垃圾桶里面多了很多垃圾了。
But in just a few days, you can see that actually there will be a lot more trash.
因为其实有很多的所谓的礼物根本是不需要的。
Because even if there are many gifts, many of them are not needed.
因为其实它的目的是要表达人跟人之间一个爱、一个关心而已。
Because the purpose is just trying to show the care and love between people.
可是这个时候，我们已经很习惯说一定要物质的东西，我们才会觉得哎。我被爱，我有满足。
But sometimes we're actually used to the feeling that we have to receive presents in order to feel love and satisfaction.
但是其实不需要。
But it's not necessary.
我们所以看到说，你看今天这个假日的时候，路上好多车子。
Or we can see that around the holidays there are many cars on the streets.
车子在做什么？
But what are they doing?
很多人要去 shopping 要买东西啊。
It's because there are many people who are still doing shopping.
要从这个地方去那个地方买东西，要比较很多，所以路上很忙。
They need to go to different places, so the traffic is busy.
就是因为很忙，所以这个社会感觉上很繁荣，好多的消费，所以好多人有很多工作，有很多的收入。
And because there's so much traffic, it seems like there is a lot of prosperity, and it seems like the society is flourishing.
大家拼命的买东西，血拼。
And everyone keeps on shopping and
buying. 所以工厂就要一直工作。
So the factories have to keep working.
就是把这个资源一直消费。
And there are more consumers.
然后好像大家都很忙，好像都很富足，大家好像生活很幸福。
And it seems like people are very busy and very satisfied.
其实最后想一想。
But if you actually think.
那个好像很繁荣的表象，其实内心很空虚。
These signs that look like there's abundance, there's perhaps these people feel very empty.
因为好像除了借这个物质的这个途径之外，好像没有其他的东西可以让我们得到满足了。
Because if they are using only these material things to satisfy themselves, there's nothing else that is satisfying.
这并不是圣经里面的道理。
And this isn't the teaching from the Bible.
圣经里面我们真正的满足是从神来的。
From the Bible, it says that our true satisfaction comes from God.
是因为我们有爱，因为我们有盼望。
It is because we have love and we have hope.
我们的盼望不是在这个物质上的。
And our hope is not in material things.
不是从人来的。
It is not from man.
而是因为我们感受到，哎，我们人之间有爱，有关心。
But because we feel we know that there is love and care from people.
这个关心不是从物质的给他什么礼物来。
And this caring is not just from giving material gifts.
而是把这个最宝贵的，就是耶稣基督的救恩跟人分享。
It is to share with them the most precious thing, which is the gospel of Jesus.
让人可以找到真正那个源头。
So that they may find the true source.
因为这个福气、喜乐、盼望的源头是在神身上。
Because the source of this blessing and joy is from Lord Jesus.
所以我们今天我们如果相信神的人，信心的果效，他说就是灵魂的救恩。
So today, if we believe in God, then we know that the effects of faith is the salvation.
我们听到了许多的道理。
We have heard many teachings.
其实最重要就是我们信不信，信心才是关键。
But the most important thing is whether or not we believe in them.
我们相信许多人，他们实际上是可以互相关心的。
We believe that many people in this world would care for one another.
当我们人真的有以神为中心。
But when we truly put God in the center,
真的相信神在掌权，神在赐给一切。
And we believe that God is the one who is giving everything.
我们每个人其实都会很谦卑。
Then all of us would be very humble.
我们都知道说，其实我们并没有什么。
We would know that we are not much.
我们所拥有的都从神来。
And everything we have is from God.
所以我们乐意跟人分享。
And we would be very happy to share.
其实就是把神的这个爱把它散发出去，跟让人可以感受到。
And we want to spread this love of God that people can feel.
那这个人跟人之间的关心，其实不见得一定要有一个礼物。
And the relationships between people do not always have to involve gifts.
有时候可能是一个关怀。
Sometimes perhaps it's just caring for them.
为他做一些什么事情。
Doing things for them.
跟他一起一个时间可以分享。
Or sharing some time with them.
就是我们今天我们所说的人跟人心灵的沟通。
Or when we have a heart-to-heart conversation,
就是真的可以对话，然后知道有同样的目标在追求。
Then you can have a conversation, also have a common goal.
那我们可以了解说，有人真的是在关心我们啊，在帮我们祷告。
So that we understand that people truly care for us and are praying for us.
这个时候我们就得满足。
Then at this time we can be satisfied.
因为我们知道，哎，我们有盼望，我们有朋友，我们有依靠。
And because we know we have hope, we have friends, and we have a reliance.
是因为有神有爱。
Because there is God and there is love.
圣经说神就是爱。
And the Bible has said God is love.
那所以今天我们弟兄姐妹很多人领受了这个救恩。
So today many of our brothers and sisters have received the salvation.
我们其实很愿意的跟弟兄姐妹跟 其他人分享。
And we're very willing to share with others.
那这个就是在这里面彼得前书他一直在强调的。
And this is what 1 Peter is trying to emphasize.
我们灵魂信心的果效就是灵魂的救恩。
That the effects of our faith is this spiritual salvation.
那我们有信心的人，其实我们的生命不一样。
And if we have faith, then our life is different.
我们看一下第二节，第一章第二节。
Chapter 1, verse 2.
我们今天要了解自己的身份。
We need to understand our identity.
我们就是照父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督，又蒙他血所洒的人。
That we are, verse 2, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ.
今天神这个救恩是要给神拣选的。
Today the salvation of God is given to those whom God has chosen.
耶稣基督的救恩其实是要给众人。
The salvation of Lord Jesus is for everyone.
因为人都是神造的。
Because God has created all men.
所以主耶稣来，他按照他这个时间来到人间，成为人，为我们钉十字架。
And so Lord Jesus, according to his own time, came to this world and was crucified for us.
然后你看他在十字架上。他牺牲生命，他流出他的宝血。
He sacrificed his life on the cross, and he also shed his blood.
他用他的生命为我们所有的世人的罪付出代价。
And with his life, he had paid the price for all mankind.
今天他的生命啊，有那个价值来赦免救赎所有全人类的罪。
And today, his life is able to be paid and used as a price for all of mankind.
所以耶稣基督他十字架上的救恩是为全人类来的。
And so the salvation of Lord Jesus on the cross is for everyone.
但是很可惜，不是每个人都会感谢他。
Unfortunately, not everyone is thankful.
有些人看着十字架，他一点感动没有。
Some people will look at the cross and not be moved at all.
他只是觉得说，哎，这个艺术品还不错。
They might just think, oh, this is a work of art.
那有人甚至说。他有一个很高傲的心说我又没有要他替我这样做。
Some people might even have a heart when they think, I didn't ask him to do this for me.
他自己为我做的，我怎么感谢他？
He is the one who did it on his own, so why should I thank him?
其实是因为我们人不知道自己是怎么一回事。
This is because we do not understand.
也因为不了解耶稣基督他的福音。
And because we do not understand the gospel of Lord Jesus.
所以一样看一件东西，看着十字架。
And so, even if you are looking at the same thing,
有人没有感觉，有人甚至会嘲笑。
Some people have no feeling, some people will even mock it.
但是我们今天看到圣经里面所记载的，我们会感谢。
But today, when we see what is recorded in the Bible, we will be thankful.
所以耶稣基督为我们所做的牺牲，所流的宝血，那相信的人就可以得到。
And so, if we believe in Lord Jesus and that He shed His blood for us, then if we believe, then we may receive.
那我们相信也不是说我们自己哦，我们自己很聪明，我们自己会算会分析，然后说我们决定说我要。
And if we believe, it's not because of our own wisdom or because of our own deeds.
其实是因为神，他早就已经在创世以前拣选了我们。
It is because even before God had created the world, He had chosen us.
如果没有神拣选吸引我们，我们人其实看的每个人看的都没有什么感觉。
And if God has not chosen us, then when we look at something, we would not have any feeling.
哦，所以他这里特别说，我们是照着父神的先见被拣选，在创世以前就被拣选的。
And so it says that we are elect according to the foreknowledge of God.
是因为神他没有时间。
Because God is not bound by time.
所有的一切在神面前都是现在。
Everything in front of God is in the present.
只有我们人有所谓的时间，有这个所谓过去、现在、未来这个问题。
Only for people are we bound by time, by past, present, and future.
所以我们还没有出生，神都已经知道我们的存在。
And so even before we were born, God knew of our existence.
我们会做什么事情，在神面前都很清楚。
Whatever we will do, then God knows.
所以神他早就已经拣选我们，在基督耶稣里面，我们。可以领受救恩的。
And so God has already chosen us in Christ Jesus that we will receive the salvation.
所以我们今天来到教会，我们愿意来敬拜神，我们愿意来跟从耶稣。其实一切都是从神来的。
And so today that we are able to come to church and be able to be here, then this is all from God.
是借着神的恩才成就的。
And it is through the grace of God that this has been accomplished.
我们看一下。以弗所书第二章。
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Verse 8. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God.
第九节，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
Verse 9, not of works, lest anyone should boast.
第十节，我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them.
那这一段圣经特别来提醒我们今天啊，其实都是因为神在我们内心工作，我们才会愿意来就近他，愿意才相信来领受这个救恩的。
This passage is telling us that, that we are able to come to believe in him. This is all because of the grace of God.
是神在我们心里动工。
It is God who has worked in our heart.
所以我们人并不能够 不能自夸。
So as people, we should not boast.
所以神在基督耶稣里面创世之前就拣选我们。
And so in Christ Jesus, even before creation,
他现在引导我们的脚步来到他面前。
Chosen us and guided our steps in front of him.
救恩，他现在要进一步的让我们的生命改变成为圣洁。
And with salvation, he wants us to take one step forward to become holy.
因为救恩最后就是要把我们带到神面前，回到神的神那里去的。
Because salvation will lead us in front of God and return to Him.
所以彼得前书第一章第二节，接下来他说要借着圣灵成为得成圣洁。
And so in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2 says that through the we will have sanctification of the Spirit.
就是借着神的灵的帮助，我们可以圣洁。
And so through the help of the Lord, then we will be sanctified.
今天如果没有圣洁，没有人能够见神，因为神是圣洁的。
And today, if we are not holy, then we cannot see God because God is holy.
我们如果看啊第十六节，第一章十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 16.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
First Peter chapter 1, verse 16. Because it is written, "Be holy, for I am holy."
第十五节也讲。
And verse 15 also.
招我们的就是圣洁的，所以你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
这个就是圣洁的圣洁荣耀的神。
This is the holy God we should glorify.
你看，我们有时候看到人间一个什么样的人物哈，你有觉得说，哦，这个人很荣耀啊。
Sometimes when we see people in the world, we might think these people have much glory.
可能外表上真的是众人很羡慕。
Or he might have outward appearance that people would
envy. 很聪明，很有才华。
Very smart, very talented.
哦，大家好像觉得很崇拜这样一个人。
And people will want to worship this kind of person.
可是等到你知道他后面做了很多污秽的事情，你就觉得说这个人真的很可怕。
But when you find out all the bad things that this person has done, you realize that they're very scary.
所以你看，等到这个人间里面有一些污秽的事情被揭发之后，什么广告啦，什么形象，全部把它撤掉，因为这个。没有人想要 再去跟随这样的人了。
And for these public figures, if there were bad things about them that were revealed, then the commercials that they had deals with would get rid of them.
哦，所以这个圣洁才真的是可以最后荣耀的。
And so only holiness would be glorified.
要有这个神的圣洁，这需要追求。
If we want to have the holiness of God, we must pursue it.
这需要圣灵帮助我们。
And we need the Holy Spirit to help us.
不然我们今天在这个社会的潮流底下，很容易被污染。
Otherwise, we may be contaminated in this world.
所以像现在这个救恩，要让我们借着神的灵成为圣洁。
And so with the salvation, we need to rely on the name of the Lord to be sanctified.
就是说，我们真的能够跟神的生命联系，我们在人前，在人后，不管做什么事情，在什么情况，我们都会一致。
And so if we want to be connected with God, then whether in front or behind men, we must do all things in the same way.
因为我们有一个标准。
Because we should have a standard.
这个标准就是从神来的。
And the standard is from God.
我们在意的是神，他主掌一切，他在看所有的我们的作为。
And what we care is that God is the one with authority and is watching us.
我们不是只是坐在人的表面，人的面前而已。
We're not just doing things in front of people.
所以我们内心啊，真的是可以啊，很清洁，能够很单纯。
And so in our heart, we must also be pure.
所以救恩带给我们圣洁的生命。
And so salvation is bringing us this.
跟这个社会不一样。
And it is different from the society.
这个叫超越。
And this means to surpass.
这个叫生命是丰盛的。
This
means 丰盛的生命。
Oh, this means an abundant life.
我们就是真的是很有满足。
And we can be satisfied.
那接下去第一章的第二节说，这个救恩让我们成为。可以顺服耶稣基督的人。
And also tells us that this is the salvation that will allow us to submit to Lord Jesus.
因为我们已经被耶稣的宝血救赎了。
Because we have been saved by the blood of Lord Jesus.
我们今天成为主的门徒之后。
Today, after we have become Lord Jesus' disciples,
我们就不再是应着景象，我们是内心愿意顺服真理，愿意顺服耶稣基督他的模范的。
We are no longer stiff-necked, but we want to submit to the will of God.
有了耶稣这个救恩之后，
Once we have the salvation of the Lord,
因为我们过去不管是在原来的这个环境里面，我们是怎么样的个性，我们都可以 被改变。
No matter what kind of personality we had in the past, then we would be changed.
所以信主之后，真的是让我们的人这个生命好像重生一样。
And so after believing in the Lord, then it is like rebirth.
我们圣灵月刊呢，常常记载许多很美好的见证。
From the Holy Spirit Monthly, there are often many recordings of good testimonies.
我看我们教会餐厅这里桌上摆了许多圣灵月刊跟玛拿杂志。
So we have a lot of the Holy Spirit Monthly or Manna magazines.
这里面有好多很美好的文章，很美好的见证。
And there are many good testimonies and articles in them.
其实都是弟兄姐妹他们在这个信仰，在主耶稣基督的救恩底下所得到的生命的体验。
And these are all experiences of life that brothers and sisters have had in their faith.
我们弟兄姐妹一定要拿回去看。
I hope that brothers and sisters can read these articles.
我们要去读读别人的生命的体验。
We should read about the experiences of life from
others. 我们就会看到这个救恩所产生的效果。
Then we can see the result of the salvation.
不管是在这个危难的时候蒙神拯救的，
and when we are being saved either in times of difficulty,
或者是在这个病痛当中，神赐给他怜悯，得到平安健康。
In sickness and God has had mercy on them and saved them.
那有的是信耶稣跟之前跟之后巨大的改变。
Or some people have transformed greatly before and after believing in Jesus.
因为主耶稣基督的救恩是改变我们的人的生命。
Because the salvation of Lord Jesus would change our life.
有一位姐妹她的见证。
There's a sister who testified.
她是怎么样来信主
？How does she come to believe in the Lord?
因为她就是她的先生改变的。
And it was because her husband had changed.
因为她真的是她已经跟她先生生活了几十年了，已经老夫老妻，七十多岁的人了。
She had been married to her husband for many decades, and they were in their 70s.
她知道她这个先生石头一块，铁板一块，没办法改变。
She knew that her husband was just like a rock who could never be changed.
但是怎么奇怪？到教会去以后，不一样了。
But after he went to church, then he actually changed.
他整个人的那个个性、行事为人的风格都不同。
His whole personality and the way he did things was different.
本来在家里面不苟言笑，这样子很严肃的，好像警察在抓小偷一样。
Before at home, he would never smile, and he would seem like a police.
就是专门在找缺点。
He would always look for flaws.
在家里面，就好像在公司一样。
And at home, it was as if he was at a company.
家里面没有喜乐的。
And there was no joy in the home.
每件事情战战兢兢，因为怕被这个父亲骂。
She would always be afraid that he would yell at them.
但是他信主以后不一样了。
But after he believed in the Lord,
看到这个做太太，在看到这个先生的改变，这个做太太心里面觉得很惊讶。
And so this wife was very surprised.
是什么样的力量让我这个先生这样改变
？What kind of a power has changed my husband？
哎，她这真的是跟着她的先生到教会去听道理。
And so she followed her husband to go to church.
去听了之后，她发现说，原来就是耶稣基督这个福音改变她的先生的。
And after she heard this, and she realized that it was the gospel of Lord Jesus that has changed her husband.
更她这进一步的发现，她到这个教会来不一样了。
And then she also discovered that when she came to this church, things are different.
这个家庭本来他们在寻找是另外一个教会的。
Originally, this family was actually looking for a different church.
本来是在国内的时候，就是有这样一个背景。
And they had some religious background.
那他们。移民到海外来的时候，希望说能够找到他们在家乡那里的教会，能够去聚会。
When they immigrated to the States, then they were actually looking for a church that was similar to what they had at home.
上网去查，哇，发现好远。
When they went online, they realized this church was very far away.
发现说，这样子不值得。
So they felt like it was not worth it.
他就觉得不方便。
And it was not convenient.
他就想说，到底有没有哪个地方是比较近的，他是可以去。
So she was wondering if there was somewhere closer that she could go.
他就每一天，他都到游泳池去游泳。
Every day she would go to the pool to swim.
其实也不是去游泳，他真的是去游泳池找朋友的啦。
It was actually not to swim, but to look for friends.
因为我们现在很多老人家，你外面那么冷不方便，就跑到游泳池里面去健身运动了。
Because for elderly people, maybe it's not as convenient to exercise, so sometimes they would go to the pool.
他也是这样，他也是都到游泳池去那边看看有没有朋友，有没有认识人可以讲话。
So he would also go over to the pool and see if there are people he could talk to.
结果有一天，他就在那边看到，有一个看起来是亚洲人的面孔，坐在那边看小说。
One day he saw that someone looked like they were Asian and was reading a novel.
其实那是我们一位弟兄。
It was actually a church brother.
他去游泳池不是去游泳。
And he didn't go to the pool to swim.
他是坐在那边看人。
He was just looking.
然后坐在那边看小说，看武侠小说。
He was just there to sit there and people watch and read his novel.
结果这个老先生就看到他，就跟他打招呼，就跟他聊天了。
So when this elderly man saw him, he greeted him and they started to talk.
看他天天来，想说这个人应该是在附近的居民。
And since he was there every day, he probably thought that he was a resident around there.
就问他说：“你知不知道哪里有教会？我要找教会，能不能带我去教会
？”So he asked him, "Do you know if there's a church around the area? Because I'm looking for a church."
这弟兄跟他说：“我你要去教会，你跟我去，
so、
我带你去。
”This brother said, "If you want to go to church, I will take you."
他就把他带到真耶稣教会来。
And so he brought him to True Jesus Church.
其实比他本来在找的教会更远。
And it was actually even farther than the church he was originally looking for.
坐车转车要转了一个小时才会到。
They had to take the bus and even transfer for an hour.
本来在家附近半个小时，那就显远了。
There was actually the original church was half an hour away.
结果哪里知道说，
然
后带他去，然后带一个小时。
But then this church that he brought him to was even an hour away.
他本来想说，这个教会那为什么要走那么远呢
？So at first he was thinking, why do I have to go so long to this church? 结果他来了。And then when he came,
来到教会，他看，哎，跟他以前的教会不一样。
And he noticed this church is different from the one he went to.
他很好奇。
And he was very curious.
因为从教会的摆设就不一样了。
Because the way that the church is arranged is different.
我们今天真教会各地方都一样，就是一个会堂，一个讲台，就这样子而已。
Because our churches around the world are just the same. We just have the
chapel and 当然还会有钢琴可以弹琴。
And the
就是这样。
And then the piano,
也没有什么装饰品，也没有什么哇什么图案，什么画。什么名贵的雕塑品都没有。
We don't have decorations or art of any kind or sculptures.
他来听，他来查经。
And so he came to listen and
来读圣经了。
Came to the Bible study and came to
read the Bible. 他就很感动。
And he was very moved.
然后他就来的，就是说这个教会不一样。
And when he came, he realized this church is different.
继续来查考。
So he kept coming to study.
来查考，他就来祷告。
And when he came to pray.
祷告之后，他得圣灵。
And when he prayed, he received the Holy Spirit.
得圣灵之后，他这个整个人就改变。
And after he received the Holy Spirit, he completely changed.
他开始喜爱这个圣经。
He began to love the Bible.
非常认真的去查考圣经，做笔记。
And he was very diligent, and he would take notes.
每次聚会的时候，一定做笔记的。
And every time during service, he would take notes.
他读圣经一定做笔记。
And reading the Bible, he would take notes.
他读圣灵月刊一定做笔记。
And when he read the Holy Spirit monthly, he would also take notes.
每一天都做笔记，做好多本的笔记，写得非常整齐。
Every day he would take a lot of notes and had notebooks.
我看到他的笔记都真的很不好意思。
When I saw his notes, I felt very ashamed.
因为我做传道，我做神学生都没有这么认真，在做笔记做那么详细。
Because even when I was a theological student or as a preacher, I don't have notes as good as his.
但是他真的是很认真的在学习神的话语。
But he was very diligent in learning about the word of God.
结果他的生命就改变了。
And his life transformed.
他从圣经里面，从神的福音里面得到满足。
And from the Bible, from the gospel, he was satisfied.
得到喜乐。
He received joy.
他每天啊就很高兴啊，常常笑容满面。
And every day he'd be very happy and full of smiles.
嘴巴讲的就是感谢的话。
And everything that he said would be very thankful.
以前他常常挑剔他太太的毛病。
Before he would often pick out the flaws.
现在开始讲话都是感谢赞美。
But now he would always say words of praise.
赞美到他的太太都觉得很不好意思。
And even praise to the point where his wife felt embarrassed.
我这个先生到底怎么一回事了？怎么搞的了
？What has happened to my husband?
他就很好奇。
And she was very curious.
他观察了他一年左右。
She observed him for about a year.
发现这真的了。
And realized that this was real.
他到这个教会去，哎，安息日的时候早早准备好，坐车坐一个小时到教会去。
And when she went with him to the Sabbath, then he was already ready to take the hour-long ride.
因为在这个聚会，在这个读圣经的过程当中
，because during this whole process of going to services,
他看到了真神，看到了神他的盼望。
And reading the Bible, then he had seen the true God and this hope in God.
他内心已经不再是被这个物质的环境，或者是他的那个所拥有的。左右了。
His heart was no longer moved by the material possessions.
他完全看到了，就是哎，圣经里面所记载的，哦，原来是这么好。
What he could see was that the recordings of the Bible were so good.
比他过去所读的那些任何的书都好。
They're better than any book that he had ever read.
所以他说，过去的七十年都白活了。
And so he has said that he had lived his past 70 years in vain.
七十年之后，他七十岁的时候来信耶稣。
And he came to believe in Lord Jesus when he was 70 years old, and he was baptized.
他说人生七十才。人生七十才开始。
And so he said his life only began at the age
of 70. 因为他过去的就是真的是都不知道耶稣，也不知道救恩的。
Because in the past he didn't know Jesus and he didn't know salvation.
七十岁那一年，他的生命改变。
At the age of 70, his life changed.
他说就好像重生一样。
And he said it was just like rebirth.
他读圣经比以前更认真，比读任何书都更认真。
He would read the Bible more diligently than any other book.
他对神就很认真的追求。
And he was very persistent in pursuing God.
他的生命改变以后，连他的家人都觉得说，诶，这个父亲，这个先生不一样了。
After his life changed, and his children and his wife noticed that he has transformed.
变得很顺服，很顺服真理。
He became very submissive to the truth.
非常非常爱耶稣基督。
And loved Lord Jesus very much.
因为他感受到主耶稣对他的爱。
Because he could experience the love that God gave him.
所以他在这个生活当中就充满喜乐，因为他知道他有盼望。
In his life, he is full of joy because he knows he has hope.
虽然年纪大了。
Even though he is older,
他不知道还能够活多久。
I don't know how long.
但他说没有关系。
He said it's okay.
在耶稣里面，
because in the Lord Jesus, there is eternal life.
第一章的第三节说。
In chapter 1 verse 3.
我们看彼得前书第一章第三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他曾照自己的大怜悯，借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his abundant mercy has begotten us again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
第四节，可以得着不能朽坏，不能玷污，不能衰残，为你们存留在天上的基业。
Verse 4, To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备的，到末世要显现的救恩。
Verse 5, who were kept by the power of God through faith for salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
你看这一段圣经，我们看到的是在主耶稣基督里面，因着有盼望，因着有救恩而有的盼望。
So from the passage, you can see the hope that we have in Lord Jesus.
这个盼望是活泼的盼望。
And this is a living hope.
它这是在天上永远有的产业，是不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残的。
This is the eternal heavenly inheritance that is incorruptible and undefiled.
因为主耶稣基督赐给我们生命。
Because Lord Jesus Christ has given us life.
我们在这个世界上的旧的生命过去，我们可以重生。
After our old life has passed away, we may have this.
我们还有永生。
We still have the eternal life.
我们的生命可以跟神联系以后。
And after our life is connected to God.
我们就可以永远在神的这个慈爱跟在神的荣耀里面。
We may always be in the glory and
得到满足
of God and be satisfied.
所以今天这个我们被神的能力保守，我们能够继续的来信靠耶稣基督的。
So today, when we're protected by this power of God and we rely on Lord Jesus,
我们内心就很稳定。
In our heart, we feel very
stable. 我们可以面对所有的这个生活上所遇到的挑战。
And we can face all these challenges in life.
我们不会害怕。
We would not be afraid.
因为神他是信实的。
Because God is faithful.
所以他所讲的话，他所给我们的救恩一定会实现在我们生命里。
And so the words that He has said to us will come true.
所以我们再看回来诗篇六十二篇。
So we'll look back to Psalm 62.
诗篇六十二篇。
Psalm 62.
我们来看第八节。
Verse 8。
诗篇六十二篇第八节。
Psalm 62 verse 8。
你们众民当时时倚靠他，在他面前倾心吐意，神是我们的避难所。
Verse 8, Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us.
那这里作者他提醒我们要时时的倚靠他，不管在什么时候。
The author reminds us to trust him at all times.
在他面前倾心吐意。
Pour out your heart before him.
神是我们的避难所，就是神一定给我们拯救。
God is a refuge for us, so God will always save us.
在他面前倾心吐意，就是你看，他是最好的依靠，我们可以很放心的把所有的一切都告诉他。
If we pour our heart in front of Him, we know that He is the best reliance, and we can tell Him anything.
这是真的这是我们在主耶稣里面可以享受的。
And this is what we can truly enjoy in Lord Jesus.
在祷告当中可以跟神亲密，可以感觉到神真的就在我们身边。
And in our prayer, we can truly experience that God is with us.
我们在他的救恩底下可以欢呼喜乐。
And in His salvation, we can also rejoice.
愿我们都能够这样子来从神得到救恩以及盼望。
May we all be able to receive the salvation and hope in God.
一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing hymn.
156首。
156.